Sometimes we can't get a shot from across the street. Here
yes,
is
we
Jane.
See Jane.
Here is Jane Seymour. She's
there's
aboard the
Jane.
Queen Mary 2.
Hi, guys.
How
Hi.
You doing, Jane? First of all, where is
Hi.
The, where are you? Where is the ship?
Well, the ship just went over the place that the Titanic went down.
Nice.
All right, so you
survived.
Made it through.
We kept going.
Nice.
We made it through, but we apparently were exactly on the same course that the Titanic was on. And, of course, I'm bathrooms and ballrooms, wow. and everyone dresses up for dinner, and it's the whole kind of glamorous, European-styled elegance, you know, on an American-type ship.
Jane, I used to joke with you, because you are from Britain, that you always lose your accent about halfway over the ocean coming back. How are you doing right now?
I'm sort of transatlantic. Actually, I better get my American accent back up again.
You're American.
Because I think I'm halfway
American.
There.
Jane, did
I'm
you bring
American.
The kids?
Yes, well, you know, they...
Or is this like a romantic trip?
I brought the 8-year-old kids, and they're just having the best time of their lives. They're running all over the ship. You know, they have these little credit card things which allow them to do everything. And so I have no idea what they're doing, but they haven't got into trouble yet.
Well, and they're just spending
they're
your money
king of
with
the hill,
credit card.
You know? No, they can't. They can't. They cannot get money out of the casino. I've already checked on that.
Did they give
and
you
I have my 90-year-old mother with me as well. There's a casino
90?
Here,
she's
yes.
She's 90?
There's arcades.
Your mom is 90?
Well, she'll be 90 officially in October, but
oh,
we're celebrating
wow.
the entire year.
Yeah, now...
So she's having the best time.
Did they give you a big room?
And I actually got invited to... Oh, we have a big room. We have 3 rooms. And the reason I got invited is because I'm helping bring the Electrolux Icon kitchen appliances from Europe, very carefully, all the way to America for the first time. So I'm bringing this beautiful kitchen appliances over. Oh, you can see that. There's the new ovens with bright blue inside, and they're just really sleek and elegant and European and lovely. And I'm actually about to remodel a kitchen, so I'm going to do very well because this is going into my kitchen very soon.
This is so bizarre. You are out in the middle of the ocean. You can hear us. You can see the video
yes.
that we're showing. It never works that way with people
no.
who are down the street in
no.
L.A.
Across the street, we can't get them. Yeah, but we got you.
I know you. We have to do this on the Queen Mary more often. Obviously, this is the only way to you know really have a relatable conversation.
Well, you're not used to taking your time coming over from the old country. So this is a whole different thing for you, isn't it?
I am not used to taking my time doing anything. It's been really. This has been a really good thing for me, you know, 5 days with my mother and my kids and, you know, with the passengers aboard the Queen Mary and really having the best time. It's been very relaxing and you know, getting to talk to people on TV about this product, which was kind of fun. And then, of course, we had an art auction with one of my paintings for the American Red Cross, and that was very satisfying. But it's really fun. I'll meet up with my other 2 daughters in New York when we get there on... I think on Thursday, and then I'm going to Memphis, Tennessee, where my husband's producing the Walk the Line, the Johnny Cash movie
oh.
with Joaquin
oh, wow.
Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon.
By the way, your husband.
So it's my holiday.
Yeah, your husband.
My husband, James Keith.
Is a fine actor.
Yeah, not
is he
my
still
new
acting,
husband.
Or is he just a director now, or producer? What is he?
Actually, Johnny and June would have loved it.
Did he say to you, because you're mine, I walk the line, I keep the ends out for the ties that bind? All right, I remember that.
No, Steve, apparently he did not.
Funny you should say that. He's actually got a tiny part in Walk the Line. He plays the prison warden, I think, in Folsom Prison.
He cast himself?
Something like that. No, well, when they were doing the readings, when they were in pre-production, Jim Mangold is the director, and he had James read everybody's lines, and all these guys who were, like, doing the music, the Johnny Cash music, the musicians, they said, you know, that guy should be in the movie. He's really good.
He's good.
Jim Mangold looked at James and said... He said, you want to be in the movie? James said, sure. And he said, scale. And he said, okay. So he's getting paid minimum wage, minimum movie wage, and he's going to play this kind of neat little role. But I'm happy because Johnny Cash was
the most incredible. You know, we used to sing the version was, I keep my pants up with a ball of twine, but that was a different song. Hey, Jane Seymour, across the ocean, in the middle of the ocean there. Thank you very much. Have a good trip.
Hi, Jane. If she's in the middle
Thank
of the
you.
Ocean, she has to hear your bad jokes.
Oh, no.
Want to do a little Johnny?